Hebrew year 5777, a prayer for the Republic of the United States of America. Part 5. The sword of the Lord go forth. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let those also who hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. We loose the sword of the Lord to move in the Republic of the United States of America, destroying the wicked and establishing the righteous throughout the land. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and lift them up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Selah. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. Let the Spirit of the Lord hover over our land, birthing new creation. Let us enter the treasury of snow, and see the treasury of hail, which our Lord and Savior has reserved for the time of trouble, for the day of battle and war. He will make justice the measuring line, and righteousness the plumb line. The hail will sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters will overflow the hiding place. Our covenant with death will be annulled, and our agreement with Sheol will not stand. When the overflowing scourge passes through the Republic of the United States of America, then you will be trampled down by it. As often as it goes out, it will take you, for morning by morning it will pass over, and by day and by night it will be a terror just to understand the report. The sword of the Lord moved forward throughout the Republic of the United States of America. All the states, territories, districts, and all the lands of the Republic of the United States of America. The sword of the Lord moved forward throughout the lands, and we released legions of angels into Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming, District of Columbia, America, Samoa, Guam, Northern Mariana Island, Puerto Rico, and Virgin Islands. The Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice, let the people of the United States be glad. Clouds and darkness surround him. His righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. His lightnings light the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Let all be put to shame who serve other gods, who boast of idols. Worship him, all you gods. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of God's throne. A fire goes before our Lord and burns up his enemies round about. Let the Lord himself be a wall of fire around our nation, and he will be the glory inside our borders. We release the sounds. Let the sound of the sword reverberate throughout the land, piercing the hearts and shaking the souls of this nation. We loose the sound of our mighty God out of the desert, out of Las Vegas. We decree there will be a sound come out of Las Vegas, a mighty sound, a first sound, a sound like the shofar, the sound of God's voice that will pierce the heart and shake the soul. We decree, as one in heaven and on earth, that when the sound is heard, the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For water shall burst forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. Parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water, in the habitation of dragons, where each lay. There shall be grass with reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there, and a road, and it shall be called the highway of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for others. Whoever walks the road, although a fool, shall not go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast go up on it. It shall not be found there. But the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing, with everlasting joy on their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake I will send to Babylon the ungodly, worldly systems and structures, wickedness and the liberal movement, and bring them down, bring them all down as fugitives. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea and a path through the mighty waters, who brings forth the chariot and the horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise. They are extinguished, they are all quenched like a wick. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert, to give drink to my people, my chosen, this people I have formed for myself. They shall declare my praise. We decree, the time is now. God is doing a new thing in the Republic of the United States of America. Our nation is receiving a new birth. I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters, the states, territories, and District of Columbia, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication. And on her forehead a name was written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth. We call for the righteous judge. Definition of judge. Number 1. To form an opinion about, through careful weighing of evidence and testing premises. Jesus Christ is judge. Number 2. Govern or rule. Used of a Hebrew tribal leader. Jesus Christ, our King. The government be on his shoulders in the Republic of the United States of America. Definition of judgment. Number 1. A formal utterance of an authoritative opinion. Jesus Christ has all authority. Number 2. An opinion so pronounced. He, Jesus Christ, will slay the wicked with the breath of his lips. Number 3. A formal decision given by a court, the courts of heaven. The Ancient of Days has judged in favor of the saints of the Most High, and it is time for the saints to possess the kingdom of God. We call for the judge, Jesus Christ, to judge and pronounce judgment on the wicked of the land. Hear from heaven and forgive our sin and heal our land. Strengthen the weak, heal the sick, heal all brokenheartedness. Bring back what was driven away and seek out the lost and bring them to the knowledge of their salvation. And restore our land, recovering what was lost and moving forward to the upward call of God for our nation. Redeem the time and restore the blessing, our faithful God. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We ask you to judge, for your love for us is passionate and strong. You are consumed with passion for us. Without your judgments, our land cannot be redeemed, nor can our people be healed and restored. Your promise is shalom to those who are far off, and shalom to those who are near. Arise, O Lord, in your anger. Lift up yourself against the rage of our enemies, and awake and stir up for our nation and our people the justice and vindication that you have commanded. This is an appointed time for redemption and deliverance. Therefore, set our nation, the Republic of the United States of America, free with signs and wonders. Since the first step of deliverance is judgment, by love we release the judgment of Jesus Christ over the Republic of the United States of America, over the government, the federal government, from President Trump to the least employee, over the state governments, from the governor to the least employee, over the county governments and the city and town governments, all the lawmakers throughout the land, federal, state, county, and local, and all the departments that make law or rule by decree, the judicial system, all the judges of the land from the Supreme Court to the very least of the judges, the banks and financial area, the businesses and industry, the education system, the teachers' union, the administrators, teachers, professors, and the entire education system, the media and entertainment fields, technology, and the cultural things of society. Hear from heaven and forgive our sins and heal our land. Heal the Republic of the United States of America, O Lord. Our souls break out with longing for your judgments at all time. We take them as our heritage forever. Break the arm of the evil man and search out his wickedness until there is none. Mercy, 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 mercy for the people of the Republic of the United States of America. We release the angels to bring forth a new thing as the God of the universe decrees in the Republic of the United States of America according to his heart and his mind. We call a revival fire down. Let there be light. The people who walk in darkness shall see a great light, the light of Jesus Christ. Those who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light shall shine. You have multiplied the righteous in our land and increased its joy. We rejoice before you, according to the joy of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you have broken the yoke of their burden and the staff of their shoulder, the rod of their oppressor, as in the day of Midian. We decree it shall come to pass today that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder, people of the Republic of the United States of America, and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil. Revival fire fall throughout Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming, District of Columbia, America Samoa, Guam, Northern Mariana Island, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands. Light be. Arise, shine, Republic of the United States of America, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together, they come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. We call forth the workers. The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, we pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. God grant that the 42 million plus the multiplication of souls be harvested in the Republic of the United States of America, and the 1 million babies in Africa be harvested this year. 5777. Glory to God. Praise his holy name. In the name of Jesus, we call the sons of righteousness to help in the harvest. We loose the host of heaven and the holy angels of heaven to help with the harvest. In accordance with Jeremiah 23:4, we pray that you will raise up shepherds to feed and water and care for the newborn babes. I will set up shepherds over them who will feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, nor shall they be lacking, says the Lord. We loose the host of heaven and the holy angels of heaven to call forth, strengthen, and guide the shepherds. Praise God. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. We decree, it has been decreed in heaven, and as one we decree on earth, the multiplication. May the Lord God of our fathers make the righteous in our land 1,000 times more numerous than they are, and bless our nation as he has promised. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. May we, as one nation under God, in one accord, praise you, O Lord, with our whole heart. We will tell of your marvelous works. May our leaders and all of our people be glad and rejoice in you and sing praise to your name, O Most High. When our enemies turn back, they shall fall and perish at your presence, for you have maintained our right and our cause. You sat on the throne, judging in righteousness. You have rebuked the nations. You have destroyed the wicked. You have blotted out their name forever and ever. We decree, as one in heaven and on earth, the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord, like the splendor of the meadows, shall vanish. Into smoke they shall vanish away. But you, Lord, are on high forevermore. For behold your enemies, O Lord, for behold your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. Mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to the Republic of the United States of America. Jesus is Lord now, here in the Republic of the United States of America, and the government is on his shoulders. Time is running out. Will you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, America? Choose life and life more abundantly. America, ask the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. Agree with me and be saved. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Your word says, whoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if we shall confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, we shall be saved, according to Acts 2:21 and Romans 10:9. You said our salvation would be the result of your Holy Spirit giving us new birth by coming to live, John 3:5-6 and 15:16 and Romans 8:9-11. We would ask you would fill us with your Spirit and give us the ability to speak with other tongues. We take you at your word. We confess that Jesus is Lord, and we believe in our heart that you raised him from the dead. We call on the name of the Lord for our salvation. We ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit and to speak in other tongues as a sign of that filling. We ask to become a new creation, born anew in you. And we know that you hear us, for we are asking according to your will. And we thank you for coming into our heart, for giving us your Holy Spirit as you have promised, and for being Lord over our life.